Welcome to Inside the Match, where Alex and Simone talk residency applications.
We are two residents here to help you navigate the match.
For each podcast, we'll bring you residents from various specialties and backgrounds to give advice.
So today we have Hannah, a Med Mentors co-project manager, to talk about mentorship, which is so important throughout medical school. Thanks so much for joining us, Hannah.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when we talk about mentorship, you know, it's always valuable to learn about mentors that you've had throughout your life. So I'm curious what roles mentors have played throughout your medical school career path thus far.
Thank you. That's a really great question. So I was really fortunate to have mentors throughout my career path up to this point, either in college or now that I'm in med school. I've been very grateful to be surrounded by some really caring physicians who've helped me throughout this really extensive journey. So even now in school, I feel like my mentor sets the bar really high for the level of care she has for her students. And that just goes to show you that there's people out there who really want to make successful physicians. And I don't think I could make it here without the guidance of people like that in my life.
That is so true. Mentorship is so key. And that brings me to the question about really what makes a good mentor and how do we seek one out?
Yeah, so to be a good mentor, you really need to make sure you understand what the responsibilities are and what that entails, because you could really have someone relying on you and that can really make a difference in someone's life. You need to be able to establish a professional relationship, set some goals, and work together to achieve them, because it is such a teamwork relationship that you are going to establish. Most of the time, if you're in a position of being a mentor, it's because you have something to offer, your experience, your time, and with that comes responsibility. So you should really be able to help those who want to go down a similar path without being overbearing and just really open to flexibility, because no one should expect to have the same cookie cutter path, but it's okay to get help along the way. And then also just realize that mentorship is definitely a two-way street and it requires both parties to be invested or the relationship just won't work.
That's so true. But sometimes it can be really hard for medical students to find mentors within their medical school. So are there any tips that you have for medical students who can't find somebody within their school to support them throughout their process and goals as they become a physician?
I do, and this has come up quite a bit. There are so many opportunities for mentorship out there. I think social media and even the pandemic has really publicized a lot of opportunities and information for individuals to be available to students. So universities have publicized lectures that no one would ever been able to see before. There's been conferences held online, and just kind of understand the ease of being virtual can really be used to your advantage. So if you don't find someone at your school, which is fine, and there's so many ways that you can go about that, I would just recommend joining the national organization for maybe a specialty you're interested or even something that caught your eye. And then they typically have mentorship programs you can sign up for. I know a few friends who've contacted doctors on Instagram and have developed mentorships that way. Just keep your mind open and honestly, don't be afraid to ask.
I love that because you recognize that very few people will actually turn you down if you ask for help. And it's important to ask. And if they say no, you can move on to the next one. And what I've really been inspired by is when we put out a simple tweet on social media asking for people to mentor Match 22 applicants, we got over 150 responses from people that have gone through the process recently. So people are willing and excited to engage in helping. You just have to really put yourself out there on social media and ask for that assistance.
I totally agree. I think that's fantastic.
So what should a medical student seek out in a mentor? Like we find one on social media, we're really excited about connecting with them, but what do we ask for and what are some things that they can help us with?
So this dives into one of my favorite topics about mentorship, and that is what is even a mentor supposed to be? There can be a lot of confusion on this, and before you decide to seek out a mentor or to be one yourself, I think you should really understand the differences between what a mentor is, what a sponsor is, and what a coach is. Because you may actually be wanting one, end up getting another, and then be really disappointed. So once you kind of establish these goals, I'm gonna kind of just talk about some of the differences real quick. So maybe that can help whoever's listening to this kind of decide what they're looking for. So the quick version is that a mentor advises, a coach listens, and a sponsor talks about and acts for you. Sometimes these can be intertwined, but knowing this can really help move forward productively. So being a mentor can be informal or formal. You share your own insights. Typically it can be someone who's gone through a similar path, listens to issues and helps resolve them. It's teamwork, it's counsel, and it's people that you have throughout your entire career. And you can develop into friendships, which is really great, and which is why I love mentorship so much. A coach listens and provides guidance. They can help sense challenges. They are more feedback and problem solvers. And this is more formal, and they can help you like reach a designated goal. Whereas a sponsor is someone who puts their own accreditation on the line to vouch for you, either in a job or professional experience or assignment to promote your career and ability. They are the people endorsing your character and could be the people you reach out to say, and kind of that comment, it's all about who you know. That's kind of what I think of a sponsor is.
Wow, that's super helpful. You gave such a great summary of those things. And I think it's really useful to be able to figure out what you're looking for in that person and also how much time they're willing to provide you in regards to mentorship to determine if they are a mentor, a coach, or a sponsor for you.
Yeah, I think that just knowing that upfront, you can really just kind of solve some heartache and not be disappointed if something doesn't turn out the way you want it to.
Yes, definitely set those expectations beforehand. And, you know, a lot of the times we wonder how we can show appreciation to our mentors. They give us so much and we really want to give back to them. And what would you recommend us do to show that we appreciate all the time that they're giving us?
This can be really tricky because it's not necessarily about showing your appreciation with kind of that immediate thought of a gift, because a lot of people who are mentors want to be and choose to be. So as long as you keep the relationship going and be respectful, that goes a long way. Ideally, you and your mentor will have an open line of communication, and sharing the good and the bad honestly brings so much to a relationship in regards to mentorship. The successes and the failures can really establish trust in a mentorship. And I think just listening and being mindful that it takes a lot of time on both ends can be really helpful. No one wants to feel used or that it's one-sided. So establishing your goals as a mentor in the beginning can be really helpful to show your gratitude and just you never be left wondering if you're doing enough.
Yeah, definitely. And then some of us might be a little intimidated by social media. We talked about how it's a wonderful avenue to ask for help and to look for mentors. But what tips do you have for those medical students that may not be on social media yet or a little intimidated about joining?
This is such a good question because social media can be very intimidating. There's so much information out there and you can sometimes have that sense of information overload. So it can be tricky, but it also holds a lot of information at our fingertips, like I said. So I personally found a lot of opportunities through social media. I got in touch with Lily from my mentors on social media, and it's how I'm here now. So I think it's funny how that it all worked out, but just don't be afraid of rejection, not being upset if people don't message you back, because it is such a crazy world out there when it comes to social media. But it does allow you to branch out of your location and meet a lot of people. And there's so many good ideas out there, and medical student influencers, physician influencers, like podcasts like this one, they're just really gems in regards to helpful information, tips, and hints that you may not have learned without it. So even if you don't necessarily find a mentor, you can walk away with information that you haven't thought about because so many people have great ideas.
So true. And you know, not only is it important for us to find our own mentors, but it's also important for us to mentor those that are younger. So I'm curious if you could tell me a little bit about mentors in your role, and then ways that medical students can get involved in mentoring younger students.
So thank you for that question. So mentorship is just really unique in that some people love it and some people don't. So that's what's great about it, is that the people you see in the position of mentorship really wants to be there. So Med Mentors is an organization that really builds on that principle. The founder, Lily, and her team saw a void that needed to be filled in the mentorship community, particularly in the pre-medical community, and created a community of pre-med mentorship that I definitely wish I had going through the process. I think it's so important for pre-meds to get a lot of exposure to how it works, because in the beginning, we only get this cookie cutter version of what it's like to be the perfect applicant. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you kind of lose a sense of yourself trying to fit in that role, but you just can't forget that we're all people with different backgrounds and hobbies. So being matched with a medical student and having so many avenues of information, such as the blog, social media, hosting panels, it's a really unique idea to approaching medical school. So the Med Mentor team really works hard and has a lot of ways for people to reach people. And I'm very, very grateful to be a part of it. So as a medical student, if you have a passion for teaching, helping, advising, then you should definitely look into mentorship. It's such a great opportunity to share your experiences and help guide someone going through a similar process. And it also helps in problem solving, which I think is always beneficial for this field. And it can kind of help you think on the fly and adjust to different scenarios. So just have an open mind, and I think everyone can learn from these type of relationships.
Yeah, it's truly a great way to even prepare for mentorship in the future. When you're an attending and you're a resident, you always want to be able to give back. And this is a wonderful way to get started with learning how to do that in the best way and figure out your time management skills in order to determine how much time you can spend as a coach or a mentor or a listener. And, you know, there's some things which are wonderful about mentorship in terms of what you learn, but there's also some benefits in regards to how you can add some of these things to your CV. And I'm wondering if you could tell us a little bit how we could bring this about in writing in our CV, or even discuss this within residency interviews along the trail.
It's also really good to hear that you find it beneficial being in the position that you're at. Because coming from someone who, I'm just a second year med student, so it really goes to show you that these skills can go so far.
100%.
And then also just going off that, so I'm a huge advocate that if you do anything just to fill out something on your CV or resume, you're doing it for the wrong reasons, and people will be able to see straight through it.
True.
But if you can truly say that what you did is important to you, brought you joy, helped others, or made a difference, then it's worthy of being on your resume, and it's worthy to be part of your own brand. So mentorship is what you put into it, and the skills you can develop are absolutely instrumental in medical school and as a future physician. So it can teach you a lot about time management, leadership, teaching, just everything that you just mentioned. So for me, mentorship is something I value because without my mentors, I wouldn't be here, and it's something I'm passionate about. So if residencies want to ask me about it, then it's something I would feel comfortable discussing because I'm proud of the person I have because of it and because of the energy I've put into it. And I think that should be the goal of anything you put on your application.
Yeah, no, and like you said, it's not something to do only for the sole purpose of an ERAS application, but so many things that you do are time consuming. And I hope that those who do mentor are inspired to talk about it and find stories to tell along their residency interview trail. So I really appreciate you joining us. And one last thing that we always love to do with all of our guests is have you share a fun fact. So Hannah, can you share a fun fact about yourself?
I can. So I actually made a goal this year to learn something new, because when people ask that question, I honestly didn't really have an answer. So I actually flip and revamp old furniture. Ooh. So we are flipping our house right now to turn into a rental, and that comes with a lot of self-renovations, and we kind of are learning along the way. So I absolutely love that creativity side of things. And then also we're looking to flip a Sprinter van. So this is kind of practice for that. So I've just always liked DIY type of things. So I guess that's my fun fact.
And that's why you'll be a future surgeon. So that's all the time we have today with Hannah. Thanks for joining us at Inside the Match. Special thanks to Kevin McLeod for the music, and be sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast. Catch our next podcast to learn more application tips and hear from another awesome trainee.